My name is Jonette Gay, and I'm the pastor of Otterbein United Methodist Church, and we are starting a new podcast. I have with me today our media specialist.
Hi, Jason Burgess.
And we want to talk and we want to listen. Our faith is seen and understood in many topics. We're glad you've tuned in today to Hey Hey, anybody listening? Tell me your name.
I'm Melissa Madera.
We're so glad you're here. Now, I hear that your ministry is expanding, and it sounds like a very cutting edge and exciting thing. So could you tell me a little bit about what you're doing now?
Yes. So I run a ministry called Sacred Soulscapes, and it is kind of a melding together of some of my own deepest passions and some spiritual practices that have been meaningful in my own life that over the course of time I have come to discover that many people long for to be noticed and named in their spiritual journeys too. So Soulscapes weaves together hiking and yoga and spiritual direction or spiritual companionship. Weaving together our bodies, minds, and souls into the spiritual journey.
So tell me a little bit about yoga and how it connects to spirituality.
Well, I came to discover yoga as a spiritual practice probably about 15 years ago or so when I was walking through a painfully difficult season in my own personal life. I was struggling in the aftermath of a miscarriage, as well as questioning my role in the life of the church, and had a lot of anger at the world, at God, at myself, at my own body, lack of trust in everyone and everything around me. To the point that I, who was serving as a pastor at the time, or had until very recently been serving as a pastor, was having a really hard time even knowing the words to pray, and or even having the desire to pray. I was angry enough at God during that season that I didn't have anything to say to God. And a friend invited me to a yoga class, and slowly over the course of time, as I got beyond the need to pray with words, I noticed my body stepping in and, in a sense, praying for me, being that source of prayer when words themselves fell short. And I discovered in that my body itself became the pathway to healing in a profound, profound way. And eventually the words were able to come, and I was able to experience a place of deeper wholeness within my spiritual journey. But yoga was very much the catalyst for that. And I think that's largely due to the ways that ourselves, our persons, are not, I don't even know the word to say. We are multifaceted people. I think it's very telling that in both the Old and the New Testaments, we are instructed to love God with heart, with soul, and with our might, or our strength, as well as our minds. And when we separate our logical understanding from our emotional life, from our physical being, then we are approaching spirituality not with the fullness of ourselves. So a practice that draws our bodies into the act of prayer and connecting with God is a practice that draws our whole selves into knowing what it means to love God with the fullness of ourselves. And yoga is very impactful for that.
Wow, that sounds so inviting, Melissa. I think many people would like to pray with their whole selves, especially if the body can speak for us. We've so disconnected ourselves. So is yoga for just the limber? I mean, who can do yoga if you're someone's listening who hasn't tried it?
I had a yoga teacher once who said, if you are breathing, you are doing yoga. Yoga itself literally means to yoke together, or to bring together, or to unite together. And traditionally speaking, we are yoking together the breath that we breathe, and hopefully all of us are breathing, although we're not always breathing in the most healthy ways. We find ourselves catching our breath or holding our breath or breathing in very labored ways. And so yoga invites us to bring a noticing and an awareness to the breath that we breathe. And in the classes that I teach, which comes from a very faith-based perspective, we notice the breath of God breathing into us. And as we recognize the breath of God surrounding us, the Spirit of God moving within us, we try to link our own breath with that awareness and understanding. So breath is one piece of the yoking, together with our thoughts, our minds, our attitudes. In traditional yoga practice, this is often done as a form of meditation. In a faith-based yoga practice, prayer or contemplative prayer are often brought together into that. And you'll notice that these two pieces have nothing to do with the body. You don't have to be stretching or be limber or have any body shape to be able to breathe and to join together in meditation and prayer and contemplation. And then the third thing that we bring together is our physical beings, but it's not about contorting our bodies into some crazy posture or position. It's bringing an awareness of our bodies into this broader conversation. And so everything that we do is invitational. I will invite you to maybe consider extending your leg or extending your arm. What does that feel like? Notice the sensations in your body as you do that. If you're noticing tightness, what's that say to you? If you're feeling pain, maybe receive the invitation to back off a little bit. Honor what your body is saying to you. Notice what your body is saying to you, and lean into that. So no, it's not just for the flexible. and every body type and every person, I think, can enter into a yoga practice and feel very fulfilled in doing so.
Well, I know yoga has some fun descriptions of the different positions. Have you changed any of those descriptions, or have you, do they mean anything to you with the different words and positions? And I like all of those.
Like the names for the poses?
Yes, the names for the poses.
Yeah, I like to play with them a little bit. Every yoga teacher has a slightly different series of names for different poses, and a lot of the poses have a lot of different names that go with them. So, for example, horse pose, which is sort of a squatting posture where our hands are in a prayer position, is also known as goddess pose. But I was teaching a class during Advent where it was in a church, and the previous Sunday, the pastor of the church had preached a sermon on donkeys in the manger. And so I said, okay, today we're in donkey pose because, I like to have fun with that a little bit. Sometimes the postures have, or the names for the postures have a greater meaning than some others. Usually they're more descriptive than anything else.
Sure.
So cat pose is like our backs are arching like an angry cat. Star pose, our arms are extended upwards, making us kind of take the position of looking like a star. Any deeper spiritual meaning behind them, I haven't really put a whole lot of stock in.
Just for fun.
But they're fun to play with. One of my favorite poses is happy baby pose, where we're lying on our backs and holding on to our feet. And sometimes I like playing a little bit more in kids yoga classes with creative pose names. And so in kids yoga, we call happy baby pose dead bug pose.
Yes.
Like a bug that's up on its back.
Yes.
Dead. So.
Well, if someone wants to start one of your classes, how would they get in touch with you?
A number of different ways. I'm always available via email or through my website. There's a contact me section on my website. That's sacredsoulscapes.org. And you are always more than welcome to contact me there. Or I answer my cell phone pretty regularly, too. And so...
Well, I hope we can have a time where you could come to our church. That would be wonderful. So in addition to yoga, could you tell me a word or two about hiking and how that's meaningful in your spiritual direction or in your ministry as you hike with people?
Yeah, so hiking is near and dear to my own soul. I grew up as the daughter of Park Service employees. So the outdoors have been... Actually, my grandparents met when they were both working at Yellowstone National Park. And so the outdoors are part of my DNA going back for generations. But my first experience with God that I can remember being an impactful and very personal experience was when I was backpacking the trails of northern New Mexico as a teenager. And I discovered in the outdoors, in the wilderness, a certain, I want to say peace, but it's not always peaceful. The outdoors, the wild, is called the wild for a reason, because it is wild. It is unpredictable. It is sometimes dangerous. You don't always know what to expect. You can't always plan for what's coming next, just like life. And yet, in walking through a literal outdoor wilderness experience, sometimes we are able, in the beauty and the stillness of the outdoors, to be able to process these very same things about life. So we're able to more fully integrate the chaos that we're experiencing in everyday life when we've had this experience of walking through the chaos of the created world. And so I often say that the outdoors are kind of a laboratory for life, mm-hmm. drawing us into more fully integrating ourselves with the everyday lives that we live. Plus, they're just beautiful. So in my ministry in Sacred Soulscapes, so I don't tend to take people out for multiple days of hiking at a time. We limit it to fairly short, usually 2 to 4 mile day hikes, where we weave elements of spiritual formation into the hike itself. So we'll read scripture sometimes, or poetry sometimes. Join together in various forms of contemplative prayer along the trail, and engage in sacred conversation with one another, building community along the trail, and growing together in that kind of way. So we're out there a couple times a month. Sometimes we weave yoga into the hiking experience, which is always fun. I call them yoga hikes. Some of our participants call them yikes.
Oh, I like that.
And so bringing hiking together with yoga, together with spirituality, does bring a whole different dynamic to that experience as well.
Yes. But does a scripture come to mind when you think of yoga or hiking or body and the spirit?
I think for hiking, Psalm 121 comes to mind. I lift my eyes up to the hills. From where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. And very often when we're out in the wilderness, we are calling out for God's help. Just get me up these last few moments of this mountain that I'm trying to climb.
I think I can.
But in life as well, for yoga, I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Recognizing that our bodies, no matter what our bodies look like or feel like in the moment, they are marvels. And we can't even begin to fathom the intricacies of everything that's going on inside of us from one moment to the next. And yet it is beautiful.
Right. And if breathing is yoga, then both Hebrew and Greek, the spirit and breath is the same word. So that matters.
Absolutely.
Yes, it matters.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for being with us, Melissa, and we hope to hear from you again. I know our listeners have enjoyed just a little glimpse of what you do and what you bring to spirituality in the body, and I wish you well and hope to that you're involved here also.
Absolutely. Thank you. It's been a joy.
So glad you are with us today, and I hope you'll tune in again as we listen to one another.